written since The Harmless People and Warrior Herdsman. We read and critique each other's drafts, and we talk almost every day. The essays here are mostly collected and adapted from their joint column in the Boston Globe, the newspaper that brought me together with these remarkable women. It's where I worked as an editor and writer starting in the late 1980s, when Cy was a regular contributor to our science section. And it was for my own column there, Animal Beat, that I interviewed Liz several times. When I discovered somewhere along the way that they were friends, I wanted in. Lucky for me, inclusion comes naturally to them. In fact, it is a hallmark of their work and lives. They've always rejected any kind of reflexive exclusion, scientific or personal. Sweet as they are, there's a real saltiness to their skepticism. They are, one might say, the kettle corn of nature writers. And their concept of inclusion is pretty darn inclusive, stretching across life forms. Both Liz and Cy are iconoclasts, writing with rare insight and nuance about the many ways we humans have attempted to separate ourselves from the non-human animals, in our language, in our taxonomies, and in our expectations. The two have rigorously poked holes in some widely held but flawed assumptions about human superiority, and they often do it with humor. When I first interviewed Liz in 1993, we talked about the stealthy power of language to reinforce old notions of other. Why is it that we humans experience love, but allow non-humans only pair bonds? How can a dog giving birth to puppies be an it, but a woman with a baby is a she? Some readers have objected to the fact that Liz referred to the relationship between two of her huskies who were devoted to one another as a marriage. Liz was a pioneer. Excluding miracles, she told me at the time, consciousness is something that we acquired through our long mammalian past. Are we the only creatures to think and love and feel? I asked her. She scoffed. As she had written in The Hidden Life of Dogs, then just released, thoughts and emotions have evolutionary value. In other words, being able to learn means being able to deal with life's variables more effectively. Then, as now, Thomas insists that it's sheer arrogance for humans to assume we're the only mammals to have developed consciousness, the only mammals to love, the only mammals to feel empathy, the only mammals to possess morals. Was she out of bounds with these thoughts, I prodded? She had one reply to those who would say so. Fiddle-dee-dee. In the same talk with Liz, I asked her about the great ripples of controversy her rather slim book had set in motion. Well, she said, flashing that huge smile I love so dearly, I didn't write the book to be artistic. I wrote it to be messianic. Cy shares this worldview that questions a human-centric sense of superiority. She's expressed it often in writing and in person. In a conversation I once recorded with her, I asked her about it. She too spoke of evolution and the fact that we humans owe our emotions and morality to our fellow animals. Limiting our friendships to only other humans is as absurd as insisting on a poor diet made up of only one item, she declared. The idea that we're supposed to have friendships with one species among the thousands and thousands, that's crazy. If somebody said, I eat only one food, I eat nothing but nachos, I never eat anything else, it'd be crazy. Well, those nachos bring us back to that long ago bite of the weasel. Liz wasn't being generous when she shrugged off the incident. It's just that she understood. She saw the incident from the perspective of that other being. And the understanding Cy and Liz bring to their love of fellow creatures includes a deep and kind understanding of fellow humans. I can testify. And it is that unique understanding that shows up in the essays collected in Tamed and Untamed. In their writing and in their lives and in their remarkable friendship, Liz and Cy break down false barriers and carry us closer to our fellow creatures. They help us see the connections. It reminds me of something Helen MacDonald said in her beautiful book, H is for Hawk.